Dark Water, voiced by Neville Watchhurst on behalf of MCS Agency. Women with young children hurry along a pavement, huddling under umbrellas in pouring rain. Old-fashioned cars pull slowly away. A caption reads, Seattle, 1974. A small girl stands alone on the sidewalk beneath a domed umbrella of transparent plastic. She is the last person left standing there. The girl stands rather forlornly in front of a school entrance of contemporary design.
Dahlia, let's go inside now. She'll come soon, but let's go inside now.
The girl shakes her head.
What are we gonna do, Dahlia? What are we gonna do about your mother always being so late?
The girl sits next to the woman on a bench under the covered school entrance. She rolls between her two palms the handle of a miniature drum. She looks blankly out into the rain. Through a rain-streaked windowpane, a young woman stares mutely. A caption reads, New York City, 2005. Below, out on the sidewalk, a youngish man hurries through the torrential rain, holding a bag over his head. The young woman sits in a functional corridor. The man emerges from a lift.
Hi. Did you ring?
It's not 11.
You didn't ring.
The man shakes his head in exasperation and rings a doorbell. A woman emerges.
Good. You're early. You can come right in. You've been subletting?
Right. Well, when my construction company moved me to New York, the rents were out of sight, so we only took a one-year lease. And when my wife asked me to leave, I got a small one-bedroom in Jersey City that's cheap.
How much?
$800.
Where will Cecilia sleep, then?
There's a pull-out couch in the living room, so when she comes to stay with me, I'll sleep there. I can't afford two bedrooms.
How about you, Dahlia? We need to know what your situation is going to be. Any luck in finding a suitable place for you and Cecilia?
I'm looking at apartments today.
Where?
Where?
Yeah, I told you, I'm moving to Jersey City. The school there is great, and there's plenty of cheap places to rent, so if you got an apartment near me, it would make the shared custody easier.
Why do you want her, Kyle?
What do you mean, why do I want
her? Well, you were never interested in her before. Well,
what?
Like, you know, he forgot her fifth birthday.
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't. The plane was stuck in the tarmac, and we didn't have a gate. I told you a million times, the phones didn't work.
No one believes you, because everyone knows what you were doing.
Everyone? No, you. Only you.
Okay.
You see, she's crazy. Yeah. You live in a world of your own.
No.
I make one mistake, and I don't care about Ceci.
You're insane!
Dahlia sits alone, looking down at the floor. Kyle emerges brusquely back out into the corridor.
Be honest with yourself. You can't raise Ceci alone. You can't handle it. Just be honest with yourself.
Dahlia stares up at Kyle with an expression of defiant incredulity. A little dark-haired girl half smiles as she looks out through a rain-streaked window. Dahlia stands close to her, checking through the columns of a newspaper. She reaches out to stroke the girl's hair, and the pair exchange a loving look. The window through which they are looking turns out to be that of a cable car, which now starts to bounce slowly away from the platform. The car is painted bright red and bears the logo, The Tram. It sails high above the grim concrete grey of the wet streets, teeming with traffic.
Isn't it funny how small the cars look?
Yeah.
If you look at them from up here, you'd fit them between your fingers if you squint. Oh, look, there's a tram. And that's where we're going, Roosevelt Island.
The tram seems to have reached the peak of a bridge. Across the broad river rises a high skyline.
Mommy, that's not the city.
Sure, just a different part of the city.
No, that's the city over there. That's not the city.
She's right.
Mm-hmm.
Dahlia looks at the elderly man in the fishing hat who spoke. The tram descends towards the far shore.
Here we are. It is chilly though, isn't it? Are you cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah? And look, that's where you go to school.
I don't want to go to school here.
Why not?
It's too small.
Oh, I see. No, I got your snack for you.
Did you?
You want it? Yeah, you hungry now?
Maybe I'll wait.
Okay.
just check.
See.
Just 40
that way.
Okay. It's nice here. It's like a small town.
I like the big city better. Why didn't we rent that last place? It was really nice.
It was. It was too expensive for us, honey. We need to find something that's a better price.
But I don't want to live here, Mommy.
Why not, Ceci?
It's all the same, and it's small. Too small.
It's too small. I think you're too small.
No, I'm not. I'm big.
Small.
I'm big.
Okay, good. Then you need to be a big girl and give this one a chance? Yeah? Because otherwise you know what happens.
What?
My itsy bitsy muffin. I cover you all up with jam like this, and then... and then eat you up. Okay. That's us. We are... no, literally. We need... God. Five.
Hi.
Four. Hi.
Are you Mrs. Bernstein?
No, I'm Ms. Williams.
Ah, Ms. Williams. Oh, you're early. Mr. Murray, you spoke on the phone. Listen, since the Bernsteins aren't here, I can show you the apartment now. You're lucky to get a jump on them, actually.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, so we'll just go up and...
thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
So these tend to go pretty quick. You know, Manhattan is so expensive, and this is practically in Manhattan. I mean, it's 5 minutes away.
Right. Yucky. This is yucky.
Yet, it is a little yucky down here, which is why we are repainting all these lobbies this summer. And I think they're replacing all the doors, if I'm not mistaken. It'll make it a lot brighter in here. This is Mr. Vec. He is the super for Building C.
Hello.
Mr. Vec, can you say hello?
Hello.
What was your name?
Dahlia.
I'm sorry, Dahlia.
And
Ceci. Mr. Vec lives in 1A. He's been here for 20 years. He fixes anything that goes wrong.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a big savings because he does it for free. There's also a doorman on duty from 4 to midnight here, so you don't have to worry about coming in late. And that is the lobby. Mr. Vec, if the Bernsteins show up, just send them right up to 9F.
Okay.
9F.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just head up here. Did you take the tram?
I did.
Oh, you did? Did you like that? You get to do that every day when you live in this building.
Vec turns his weathered face to his screen. In the lift, Cecilia waves at the security camera.
Oh, yeah, there's the camera. Say hi. Mr. Vec is watching us. And I want to take you up to 9. It's almost our top floor. I call it the lower penthouse level. You get some city views up there. A little cut off, but you can still see the city lights at night. And, you know, we're 2 blocks from the school, which is one of the best in the city.
Yeah, I was just reading that.
Isn't that great?
No.
No.
I want to hear, Mommy. I want to go.
Ceci, please.
You'll see, sweetie.
Sorry,
don't
Mommy.
Let the scary lobby throw you off. It's okay. You're going to love it up here. And they just opened a pizza place on the island. Do you like pizza? I bet you do. I like pizza, too. I like a little bit too much. And wait, sweetie. Don't run. Don't run. I don't know where you're going.
Cecilia runs out of the lift. Murray runs after her. The door of the lift shuts, leaving Dahlia alone. She looks bemusedly down at her right hand, which Cecilia had been holding. Vec observes her on his screen. Vec rubs at the part of the screen where Cecilia had been standing. Dahlia stands as if in a trance. Dahlia, as a little girl, waits outside the school. She stands enthusiastically as a car pulls up. A young woman with drawn features and somewhat straggly hair gets out. She looks blankly at the child and then crosses the road. She grabs Dahlia's hand without a glance at the teacher on the bench and almost drags her back to the car and deposits her unceremoniously in the back seat. The lift door slams open.
What happened? You're stuck in here, huh?
Mommy, what happened?
Damn it. Another puddle. I'm sorry about that. You know, I keep telling Mr. Vec he's got a mop in there every morning. You know, with all this rain we're having... you can't stop some of it from coming down that elevator shaft.
Sure.
There's just no way to stop it. Anyway, here's 9F down here.
Okay.
The building was built in 1976 by Stern Jackson and Associates in the Brutalist style.
Oh.
Now, what they were trying to create, as you can see, was kind of a little village. Kind of a utopia, actually, is what they had in mind.
That's
and
nice.
Some of those ideas have come together. Some of their original plans for the place were a little crazy, if you ask me, actually. But... hello! Yeah, I just do that just in case it's vacant.
Okay.
Come on in.
Closest.
Yeah, let me just apologize in advance. The place is a little bit of a mess.
Oh,
our last tenant was a little messy, but we're going to put a fresh new coat of paint on this whole place. It's going to brighten up quite a bit here. Let's take a look at your bedroom, sweetie. This could be your room if Mommy wants it to be. What do you think? Isn't that great?
There's no air in here.
Of course there's air in here, sweetie. If there wasn't air, we wouldn't be able to breathe. That window does not open, but it lets a lot of natural light in the afternoon. It's really great.
That's strange.
Yeah, well, I kind of like it. In the afternoon, it brightens the place up quite a bit. Anyway, here's the closet. Put your dollies in there, or, you know, Mom could use it for storage.
Cecilia stares at a dark patch on the ceiling.
Let me show you the bathroom, okay?
Come on, honey. Here. Is this another closet here?
Yeah, that's the foyer closet. The bathroom's pretty self-explanatory. It's in decent shape. Once we clean it up, you got the toilet, of course, the sink, bathtub. This glass is safety glass. I mean, you can hit that as hard as you want. It will not break. And that is great for your peace of mind, you know, when Sussy's taking a bath or what have you.
Hey, Sussy, come look in here.
The little girl continues to stare upwards.
Ah, you're right. That's much better. You can smell the river. Can you smell it?
Yeah.
Let me show you the other bedroom here. You know, it's tough to get two bedrooms in Manhattan. Any deferrals for under $1,000. Okay, that's a closet. Scratch that. That's a closet. Kitchen. Got the refrigerator, sink, stove. And this is kind of a country eat-in dining room. You see this? It's just really smart how they did it. See that little thing? Boom,
oh, yeah.
Dining room. You can put your stools around or whatever, and when you're done, out of the way, no clutter. The dishwasher, if you're entertaining, very convenient to have. Kitchen, okay? And then here is the other bedroom.
So, where's the living room?
Well, it's kind of a living room slash bedroom. It's called a dual-use room. You can see it's the size of two rooms. It's huge. Anyway, did you see the view? Did you see that? Look at that. That is $1 million view for $900 a month. I mean, I don't even have that where I live. You're not going to do better than that.
Dahlia looks out through the wet window pane. The supposed panorama is in reality an arena of dour, brutalist apartment buildings with glimpses of the metal skeletons of bridges and a haze of the city beyond. Cecilia is out in the corridor. She begins slowly to climb the concrete staircase to the 10th floor. The wall has a tubular metal handrail and is bare apart from some smears of paint.
Listen, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. We could have this painted this weekend. You could move in on Monday. And, you know, we could just fill out the forms right now. I understand. You want some time to walk around, think about it.
Let me just check on Sussy.
Sure, okay. Sure, yeah.
Sussy?
She's just making herself at home. It's okay, Mom. Sussy? You know how they are. She's just exploring.
As Dahlia goes out into the corridor, Cecilia emerges onto the roof of the building. A massive tank stands on a metal frame. The door to the roof slams shut behind her. At the base of the tank, there lies a brightly coloured bag. Ceci comes to stand at the precipitous edge of the roof.
Mr. Beck?
Did my daughter come down here?
What?
My daughter, the little girl that I came in.
The little girl, did she get on the elevator?
No, I see no one. Just him.
Yeah, there was a little girl in the stairwell.
Dahlia runs into the stairwell and from floor to floor. As Dahlia emerges onto the 10th floor, she sees a door further down the corridor slam shut.
Sussy? Are you in there?
Hello?
Yeah?
What are you doing down here?
I saw someone go in.
No, did she check the stairs all the way to the roof?
Sussy!
Dahlia pounds up the stairs and emerges onto the roof.
Look, Mommy!
Don't you ever do that again! Do you understand? Don't you ever run away from me and you never come up on a roof!
Sorry.
Do you understand me? It's not safe for you up here. You could have fallen.
Sorry, Mom.
Okay? How can you leave this unlocked? There's no railing here. It's totally irresponsible.
It's supposed to be locked.
Well, it wasn't.
I'm sorry. Are you okay, honey?
Yeah.
Murray seems slightly chastened. In the lift, however, he does his best to retrieve the situation.
So lucky you found that. My niece loves Hello Kitty. Did you look inside it?
No. Mommy, can I look?
It's not yours.
Oh, I'm sure she can keep it. There's no other children in the building. Someone
no
probably...
children.
Why? So close to the school?
Oh, they all grew up. You know, they're all teenagers now. You know, hardly anybody ever moves out because of rent control. You know, there are other children on the island, you know, in the other buildings. You would have many, many friends. So cute. Mr. Beck, why was the door to the roof open? The roof?
My daughter found this on the roof.
The roof? Where?
Just lying there.
Mr. Beck, why didn't you lock the door to the roof?
I did.
No, she opened it and walked right out. Now, what if she'd gotten hurt? That's negligence, Mr. Beck, and I'll call the union myself. You get fired for cause and you can kiss that pension goodbye.
What are you talking about? I checked it. An hour ago, it was locked. Someone else opened it.
Well, whose bag is this?
What do I know?
Well, look inside it, please. I'm so sorry about this. As you can see, we're having a little bit of a communication problem. We'll get it worked out.
I was wondering if you have a card, so...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
We can talk it over. Mm-hmm.
Just don't wait too long.
Hey, hey.
Sassy, that's not yours, okay? You can't keep that. Look, it's brand new. Someone's gonna come back for it. Can you give it back, please?
Doll.
Sassy?
Oh,
good girl.
Poor
thank you.
Thing. I'll tell you what. Mr. Beck will hold on to it for a week, and if no one comes, then you can come by and get it, okay? In 1 week.
No one comes. It's yours.
You see? You'll see. No one will come. Thank you, Mr. Beck. Please check on that lock again.
Thank you.
We're gonna live here, right, Mommy?
What?
Gonna move here, right? I want to. I really want to move here.
Fish from the mouths of babes.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me just a moment.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to move here for you to get a Hello Kitty backpack.
I know that.
You know that.
I really like this place, Mommy. I want to live here. You settled with the right kind of price for us.
I did say that. It's a little bit smaller than I hoped.
Please, Mommy, can we live here?
I'm over here. Over here. Over here.
Murray has spotted a couple and beckons them over. Dahlia moves in quickly.
Oh, I have the Bernsteins.
I'll give you a deposit right now.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I have the forms here if you want. Okay. We can go. Let's go back in the office.
Okay. Sassy, you want to come? That'd be great.
I'll be right back. I can explain to them.
Okay.
That's all right. They have a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Because it's insanely inconvenient, that's why. I gotta drive through the tunnel, get uptown to cross the 59th Street Bridge to Queens so I can cross another goddamn bridge to get to the island.
You could take the subway.
The subway? You want me to take the path to the F? Are you kidding me? It'll take an hour. I'm suing.
What?
You move there and I'm suing for full custody.
Mr. Williams, threats are not appropriate. Ms. Williams has a right to rent.
Are you moving to Roosevelt Island?
Look at this.
I want an answer.
Look at this. The elementary school there is one of the best in the city and it's practically next door, so all Sassy would have to do is walk two blocks. Just look at it. This is really about Sassy. Maybe you can move to Roosevelt Island because there are lots of places for rent there.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Why?
I already signed the lease.
You're lying.
I'm not listening
to this.
She's
there. She's in Jersey City, and that's what this is really about,
isn't it?
I'm
done talking. Better get yourself a lawyer. A good one.
I'm sorry to say that's good advice.
Dahlia ponders this. Beneath the grim, angular facade of the apartment block is parked a large white van marked Pitbull Movers. Two men cart packing cases. A yellow cab pulls up and from the back seat rushes Ceci. She runs into the dowdy lobby and up to Mr. Veck.
Nobody came, right?
What?
The Hello Kitty bag? Nobody came, right?
It's only been 4 days, kid. Don't get your hopes up.
Hello.
Love.
After you, my love.
As Dahlia gets into the lift with Ceci, Vec sits down and looks intently at his screen. He pushes back the peak of his cap and puts his hand to his mouth as if worried. Ceci helps Dahlia unpack.
Can you hold your breath in the water?
Yeah.
You can? How long do you think you can hold it for?
7.
Really?
Uh-huh. Look, Mommy, look at how I can jump.
You're trying to break your new bed on the first night?
No.
Don't break your bed.
Okay. Look, Mommy, I'm going to reach the ceiling.
Ceci stops jumping and stares at the dark patch in the corner of the ceiling. Dahlia comes over.
What is that? Looks like a leak. Oh. Oh, tell them about that morning. Anyway, what should we read?
Dahlia looks back to the ceiling.
Wow. That sound really carries.
Yeah.
The skyline of the island spreads out. A ship is moored at the river's edge. The grim apartment complex juts upwards.
Want to practice for today? Okay. Boys and girls, today I want you to meet your new classmate. Her name is Cecilia Williams. Everyone say hello to Cecilia. Hi, Cecilia!
Hi.
I think you can do better than that. Do you want to try again? Cecilia!
Hi, everybody!
That's my girl. That's my smart, beautiful, beautiful girl.
Dahlia completes the braid.
How's that?
It's perfect. You do it perfect.
You put your shoes on, which are right there.
She sees the dark patch.
Shit. Shit!
Mommy!
What?
You curse!
Put your shoes on, okay?
Okay!
Dahlia places a bucket beneath the stain, which now drips oily black fluid.
Help with those?
Yeah. Please pick up your finger paints from the back of the room. Remember to mix the colors. Red and yellow make...
Orange!
Great! Good morning.
Hi. Hey, Cecilia. You know what? We are going to have so much fun today. We're finger painting, so we're going to get all messy. Look, see? The messier, the better.
It's fine.
Are you ready? You ready to go meet all your new friends?
Great. Why don't you come with me, sweetheart?
Bye, sweetheart. Want to say goodbye to your mama?
Bye, darling girl.
I'll be here at 3:30 to pick you up.
Love you, Mommy.
Oh, I love you so much. Go have fun. Come on, sweetheart.
The teacher leads the tiny girl into the classroom.
Okay, everybody, listen up now. I want you to give a big, warm, huge welcome to our new friend, Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, everybody, I'm Cecilia.
Hi. Dahlia, listening outside the door, seems to take comfort from Cecilia's feisty performance. She hangs up Ceci's coat, gives one smiling backward glance, and walks thoughtfully out along the school corridor. Dahlia enters the lobby of the apartment block and walks to Vec's window. He is not behind the glass, however. She sees the elevator lights descending. The car arrives, but she can see no one through the window. Suddenly, Vec stands up.
You want the elevator?
Actually, I was looking for you. There's a leak in my bedroom ceiling.
Breaking news, huh? Pipes is 30 years old. Leaks all over the building.
So, does that mean you won't fix it?
Fix a leak? Look, all I can do is patch up the ceiling. If you want to fix a leak, you gotta get Murray to call a plumber.
Mr. Murray?
Mr. Murray.
Okay, I'll call him.
Do.
Okay.
Dahlia crosses to the lift. She now crosses a street and enters a building marked Sutton Place Radiology.
So, you worked as a copy editor?
Yeah, back in Seattle I did copy editing and some fact checking.
Why do you want this job? Pay's not that good, sure as hell ain't interesting.
Oh, but I try something different, you know? I've always been interested in medicine.
Medicine? Oh, honey, this ain't medicine. See, what you do is you Xerox their insurance card, hand them a form, and give them a pitcher of bug juice to drink. Are you sure you want to do this? Come on, you can tell me. I'm not exactly a model citizen.
I'm separated from my husband. My daughter and I just moved to Roosevelt Island. You're a 5-minute subway ride. The hours are perfect, and you have a medical plan.
Well, you're hired, honey. But you gotta promise me one thing.
What?
In 6 months' time, when you find a better job, please take me with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Murray?
Yeah?
Hi, it's Dahlia Williams.
Dahlia Williams.
From 9F?
9F.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that paint job?
Yeah, that's...
Great work, right?
Thank you, but, actually, I have a leak in my bedroom ceiling.
A leak?
Yeah.
Did you tell Mr. Beck?
I did. I told him. He said that he could patch the ceiling, but that to repair the leak, you would need to call a plumber.
I don't know what he's talking about. If he needs to open the ceiling and fix the pipe, he can do it. He doesn't need a plumber. Listen, just tell him I said, just tell him Mr. Murray said that he should fix the leak.
Okay, I'll try.
Listen, say hello to little Kathy for me too, okay?
Sessie.
Sessie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Murray rolls his eyes and returns to his sandwich. Dahlia walks along the dingy lobby. Rounding a corner, she locates a door marked 1A. She hesitates, listening at the door.
Hi.
It's lunch hour.
Just quickly, I spoke to Mr. Murray, and he said that you should fix that leak that I told you about.
Look, I'm not a plumber. I keep telling him. I'm not responsible for building's plumbing. My job is to make sure boiler's working, mop floors, put out the garbage, but I'm not a plumber.
You know, I understand. It's just Murray said that you could fix it.
Well, I can't.
Dahlia turns away. The lift door slides open and she walks in. She presses one stained button. Nothing happens. She presses another. Suddenly the door slides shut. The lift ascends the dark shaft. Dahlia looks at the numbered lights going up. She presses a button. At one floor, the half-lit face of a man slides past. The lift takes her to floor 10. She peers through the grimy window. Then the lift starts back down. On a lower floor, a man gets in.
Wouldn't stop, right? Take you up to 10? Yeah, it does that sometimes. It just goes up to 10. No one's even called for it. I think when it rains a lot, it messes with the contacts or something. Which floor?
9, please.
Okay, we'll take you back up and then I'll go down.
Okay, thank you.
Shit. Come on. Who did this? This building is falling apart.
They arrive at the 9th floor. Dahlia walks along the corridor to her door. She stops and looks down to see a cigarette stub on her doorstep. She turns it over with the toe of her shoe. She finds a note on the doormat. The heading of the paper reads, "From the desk of Kyle Williams." Scrawled below this are the words, "This is the name of my lawyer, Carrie Simmons, Esquire, plus a phone number." Dahlia reads the note angrily and then folds it up. Through the doorway to the bedroom, she sees that the pan she had placed beneath the drip is now brim full. She impatiently gets out another larger pan and changes them over, looking up in disbelief at the growing damp patch. She edges out with the full pan. She empties the disgusting brown-black liquid into the sink. She massages her forehead with one tense finger. She reaches into the bathroom cabinet, takes down a tube of pills and shakes one out. She looks weary and sad. She takes a glass and turns on the tap. A mixture of water and air blast out. The flow normalizes, but besides the water which now pours into the glass, there appears to be a long twine of human hair. Dahlia turns her head away in horrified disgust.
I've talked to Vec twice now, and he says he's not a plumber and he can't fix it, so I'm wondering, is there maybe a super from one of the other buildings who could do it?
I can't do that. See, C is Vec and Vec is C, and if I do that, then I have the union screaming at me about violating work
fine.
Rules,
it's just
and,
that
you know.
It's really coming down now, and I can hear that there's someone running water upstairs, so...
You know, it might not even be a leak. It might be flooded or something.
Did you say upstairs?
Right above me.
In 10F?
Upstairs. You know, maybe it's their tub
that's overflowed or something. I don't know.
No, that can't be right. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Mr. Vec personally, okay? I'm going to take care of this right away, so don't worry about it. I'm going to get right on it.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm with a client right now. I'll call you later as soon as I take care of it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Bye-bye.
Dahlia lies on the sofa in her apartment. Beyond the one generous-sized window, rain falls in a solid curtain. She puts her hands to her head. She dozes fitfully. An image of water dripping flashes up. Dahlia looks towards the ceiling. Dahlia holds her head and curls up. Outside, the rain lashes down on the apartment block. Dahlia continues to doze. Dahlia turns and looks up.
Sassy?
Dahlia looks towards the ceiling from where the noises seem to be coming from. She slowly climbs the stairs. She passes through the door marked 10 and into the corridor of the upper floor. She approaches the door marked 10F and reaches for the knocker. The door opens a crack.
Hello?
Dahlia pushes the door, which swings inwards, revealing a corridor into the living area beyond. The floor is inches deep in the black liquid.
Hello?
Dahlia moves cautiously into the apartment. Pictures and mirrors hang on the walls. In the room to the left stands a metal-framed bed. Various dolls lean at angles or float in the murky water.
Hello?
Dahlia casts a look back towards the open front door but continues nevertheless towards the main living area. It is fully and rather chintzily furnished. Sideboards and bookcases are ornamented with vases and samovars. On the angle of the wall into the living room hangs a framed photo of a man, a woman, and a child. Dahlia stares at it, the little girl bearing a startling resemblance to her younger self. The tap in the kitchen sink gushes brown liquid. Dahlia turns off the tap. She looks nervously over her shoulder. She heads back into the corridor. She puts her ear to a door and then opens it.
Oh God.
The bathroom basin, the lavatory and the bath are all gushing out brown water. Dahlia moves in and turns off the taps. A figure appears in the doorway behind her.
What are you doing here? Take it easy.
It's funny.
You fucking brat. I'm gonna kill him. You see them coming out of here?
Who?
Asshole Steve. 3F and his buddy, Dumb Billy, 7E. You don't know them?
No.
Look, here's the story. 10F's away. Father's left the country. Where the mother is, God knows. They've been away for months. Probably not coming back. Those punks have stolen a key and get in here.
Why?
What do I know? Drugs? Backy, backy, you know. Look, I clean up this place and then I come down to your place. Huh? Murray called me. I tell him I take care of it.
Vec stands on a stepladder, hacking through the damp patch on Dahlia's ceiling with a claw hammer. She looks on from the doorway.
Yeah, I patch it up tomorrow when it's dry. No extra charge, you know.
Thank you.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout.
And what?
Down came the rain and it washed the spider.
It's okay.
Sorry. You can be 10, even 15 minutes late. We have this after-school program that runs until 5:30, so many of the kids stay for it.
Is there a charge for that?
It's $30 a week. Which is actually quite reasonable.
No, that's good, that's good. I think I'll have to do that because I'll be working till 5 every day.
Okay, well, we can set that up.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise, there's another form you have to fill out.
But we can do that now.
This will be good for Cecilia. It will help her fit in faster, and she could use some real friends, don't you think?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not unusual to have imaginary friends at this age. Nowadays, we know not to bug them about it, but it isn't so great that she's playing with an imaginary friend when there are real children for her to play with here.
Are you saying that Ceci has an imaginary friend?
Watch the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up on the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up to town again.
I made you a snack for after school. I had it all wrapped up and ready to go, and then I was rushing and I forgot it.
It's okay.
Sorry. What did you think of your teacher?
She was very nice.
Did you make any friends today?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Nobody.
Nobody? Very funny name for a friend. Nobody.
Bong.
Nobody. My name is Nobody.
As they approach, Vec emerges from the lobby door.
Did anyone come?
What?
For Hello Kitty. Did anyone come?
No, not yet.
Thanks for taking care of the ceiling tomorrow. I appreciate it. Looks really ugly now.
Good.
Are you going to stay in my bed tonight? Close your eyes. Very proud of you for today. Sweet dreams, honey.
Ceci snuggles down. Dahlia goes out. Ceci looks towards the hole in the ceiling.
I still don't really know anyone here, so I'm not really sure who to ask. Except Bill and Stacy, but he's Kyle's friend from work, so I can't ask him. I think it'd be a lot easier if I were back there in Seattle, you know?
Well, what about the mediators? Maybe they can recommend somebody.
Yeah, I asked them, but they're supposed to be impartial, so they can't recommend anyone.
Huh.
I don't know, I guess maybe I'll try and find someone out of the Yellow Pages or something.
Delia. Some random lawyer out of a phone book.
I can't believe it. Those kids are up there again.
What?
Mary, I'm gonna have to call you back later, okay? I have to go downstairs and deal with this.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Dahlia walks down the corridor. She stops at the bedroom door.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Is it your friend Nobody again? Do you have an invisible friend? Only you can see? Yeah. Is it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
How old is she?
Almost exactly. She was born a month before me, so she's older.
What's her name?
Natasha.
Natasha. That's a really interesting name. Where'd you get that name from?
It's just her name. Night Mom.
I can't go up to 10F now. If I leave my post and Mr. Murray finds out, I'm dead.
Okay, but if they leave the water running, then my bedroom ceiling could collapse. Understand.
Yeah, I understand. But what you gotta understand is if I leave now, I might as well go straight to unemployment, and that's not gonna happen. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know if you want me to call the cops or something. Just give me a sec. Yeah.
It's all right. Never mind. I'll deal with it. And thanks for your help.
All right.
Back in her apartment, Dahlia looks in at the bedroom door. Ceci appears to be snugly asleep, her face buried in the pillow and her hair piled up. Dahlia gets into the bed beside her and puts her arm around her. They lie still, framed by the jagged hole in the ceiling. Rain falls in sheets outside the windows of the 10th floor. The door of apartment 10F seems to unlatch. Down below, Dahlia stirs. She gets up from the bed. She peers cautiously around the door of apartment 10F, then enters and slowly moves down the passageway. Dahlia pauses at the bathroom door, then pushes it open. A woman lies with her head over the toilet bowl.
Are you okay? Can I help you?
The woman stares at Dahlia. Her face changes to that of Dahlia's mother.
I told you to leave me alone. Let me help you.
I hate you.
Do you hear me? I hate you. Just go.
Dahlia is thrown bodily across the passageway. She crumples to the floor, rain falling around her. She wakes up.
You're scaring me.
What's wrong?
You're having a bad dream
again.
You always make that sound when you sleep.
I do.
Ever since Daddy left. Stop doing that, okay?
Okay.
It scares me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Dahlia lies back on the pillow, her face rigid with worry and fear. She looks upwards towards the hole in the ceiling. She puts a hand to her forehead. She looks back at Ceci. Dahlia kisses Ceci at the entrance of school.
Have a good day. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Mommy.
Kyle sits smoking in a car, observing them.
Yeah, he was a frat brother of Joe's at Wash U. Joe says he's as smart as a whip.
Well, if he was at college with Joe, I guess he's been practicing for a while.
Well, actually, he got a late start on being a lawyer. He lost a decade to partying.
A decade?
No, seriously, Joe says he's really good and he won't charge you an arm and a leg. His name is Platzer.
Okay.
P-L-A...
Right.
T-Z-E-R.
Come on, Platz. This mess was sloppy, unprofessional. I mean, I know I get caught, but my work, my craft ain't sloppy.
Well, that much is true.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Platzer, hi. My name's Dahlia Williams.
Hi, Mrs. Williams. Yeah, John told me you'd be calling. I can't meet till next week, so why don't you give me opposing counsel's name and number?
I'll give them a call and get up to speed on their issues.
Sure. My husband's lawyer's name is Carrie Simmons.
That's okay. Remember? I know Carrie's number.
This is not going to be so easy. We should meet Monday. Where do you work? I'll come by on your lunch hour.
It's Sutton Place Radiology, 585 East 58th Street. You're being very nice.
But I'm sorry, I just have to ask, how much is that going to cost me?
We'll figure the money out. I'll call Carrie, get up to speed, and then we'll go over everything Monday, including my fee, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You gonna figure the money out? That's some sweet thing you figuring money for. Yeah, you gonna figure my money too? You're lucky I don't charge you double.
Okay, so everyone looking at me, and do you all have a piece of tape?
Yeah.
Show me. Put it somewhere silly. Somewhere silly. Your forehead, your nose, make a beard. Okay, now put it on the back of your picture, and then you're gonna follow me into the hallway, and we're gonna put them up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. Saved a good one. Okay. Does anyone else need tape?
I do.
If it's not sticking,
Mom, you're early.
I know. Subway was so much faster than the tram. How was it work 10 minutes ago? Isn't that amazing? I think we picked the perfect place to live.
Daddy doesn't like it here. He wants me to move with him to that other city.
Hmm. When did Daddy say that?
Today. He came to see what my new school is like.
Hmm.
I gotta go.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, he came by to give us his cell phone number in case of an emergency. He was with Cecilia for a few minutes. He said hi and looked at the room. Is there some kind of problem? Is he not allowed to? Is there some restraining order against him?
No. No. I was just wondering if Sassy was...
still imagining things? Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Her imaginary friend hasn't gone away. In fact, she threw somewhat of a tantrum during circle time when we wouldn't let her friend sing along. I had to have her take a time out.
I'm sorry. I'll certainly talk to Ceci about that.
You know, the PTA provides a psychologist, Katie Schodel. She's very nice. She comes every Wednesday. It's absolutely no charge.
I'll talk to Ceci about it. It'll stop. I'm really sorry about that.
You'll see. A couple of days. Blend right in. You won't see the difference.
Well, I'm sure you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, those kids were up there again last night, running around. I could hear them running in the water, so...
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna speak with Mari about changing the lock on 10F. Mm. You know what he told me? Rimsky, he paid no rent this month. He's probably not coming back anyway.
Okay. Well, that would be great if you changed the lock. I'm starting to have nightmares about what's going on up there.
Hey, you gotta relax, huh?
Oh, can I get you something before you go?
Yeah. Give me a reward for all this hard work I've been doing.
Yeah? I think I have beer. Want beer?
I don't drink beer.
Coffee? I can make a pot of coffee if you want.
Oh, forget it. I've been working hard today. I'm tired. I'm gone.
Okay, well, thank you.
What about Hello Kitty? Can I have it now?
Oh, so sorry, kid. Somebody came by for it today. They were visiting tenants. Left it there by accident. Oh, that little girl. She was so happy to have it back.
You're lying.
What?
Sassy. He's lying, Mommy. Nobody came.
I'll teach that goddamn brat some manners, lady.
Sorry. What is the matter with you?
Mac and cheese. My favorite. I love you, Mommy.
Love you too, sweetheart. I love you very much. But you know, it was very wrong of you to call Mr. Vec a liar. I know that, don't you?
He is a liar.
Sassy, you don't know that he's a liar?
Yes, I do.
How? How do you know that?
Natasha told me he still had the Hello Kitty backpack in his desk.
I want to talk to you about your imaginary friend, okay?
She's not imaginary.
She's not?
She's lost. Mom forgot about her. Now she's lost. Like you.
What are you talking about?
Mom forgot about you, right?
Did someone tell you that?
You did.
No, I didn't tell you that, Sussy. Who told you that? Are you gonna answer me? I'm asking you a question. Who told you?
Natasha told me.
Stop it. You stop lying to me. Who told you?
Dahlia gets up to answer, leaving Ceci near tears at the table.
Hello?
Hi, listen. I'm just calling
to... She can't be in her school. Tell me now it isn't any good. Talking to her about my mother? How dare you talk to her about my
mother.
Look, I don't know who or what pressed your wacko button today, and I don't care. I'm calling to tell you I'm picking up Ceci Saturday at 9. I'll bring her back Sunday at 6. Don't play any games. Have her there. 9 a.m. sharp.
Dahlia hangs up and raises her arms up to cradle her head. She goes to the bathroom cabinet for pills. The image of her mother arriving late at school flashes up. Dahlia bends her head down. The forbidding facade of the apartment complex is dominated by the huge tank on the roof. Ceci leans looking out of the window. Two youths skateboard through the lobby.
I tell you, punks, no skating in here.
Yeah.
They pass Dahlia and Ceci.
You.
You shouldn't be smoking, Daddy.
I'm gonna quit real soon, honey, I promise.
Thank you, Daddy.
Satisfied?
As far as I'm concerned, you can smoke as much as you like, Kyle.
No, honey.
I'll bring her back tomorrow at 6, okay?
Okay. Bye, Mommy.
Bye, honey.
Dahlia watches pensively as Kyle drives off with Ceci. Clutching a laundry basket, Dahlia gets into the shabby lift. She appears to deliberate before pressing the vandalized button marked B. She descends into the basement of the building and walks down a narrow corridor of dowdy yellow partitioning. Rounding a corner, she comes face to face with the skateboarders.
Hey, pretty lady. What's happening?
Laundry.
I got some dirty things I'd like you to clean.
She maneuvers past the pair, giving them a single backward glance. She enters a large, ramshackle basement area, in the center of which stands a bank of laundromat machines. She puts her laundry into a machine, adds soap, and slots in coins. She sits reading a magazine as she waits for the load to finish. The drum stops rotating. Dahlia stares at the machine and moves slowly closer. She opens the door. The youth who spoke to her previously returns.
All right. Got my smokes.
The youth brushes close by her as he speaks, but goes out again the way he came. Dahlia reaches into the machine and gets out the wad of soaking laundry, which she transfers to the adjacent machine. Having put more coins in, she then picks up her detergent box and wanders over to a side area which is crowded with wheelie bins. Lifting the lid of one to put the detergent packet in, her attention is suddenly taken by something inside the half-full bin. It is the coloured rucksack which Vec said had been claimed. Dahlia stares at it, then unzips it. She moves over to where a bare bulb hangs down, and by the light of this reads the name written inside. Natasha Rimsky. She throws the bag back into the bin and shuts the lid. Appearing to notice that her hands are dirty, she walks back across the space to where there is a sink. She goes to turn on the tap. Dahlia pulls back in fright as the tap spews out a torrent of water which starts off dark brown but then clears. She washes her hands in the clear water. She sits once more in front of the machines, her head bowed and her hands at her temples. Her washing machine begins to judder. She looks up sharply. She gives it a suspicious sidelong glance. She moves slowly closer to the machine, bending down to see through the porthole door. Horrible black water starts to ooze through the door seals. A pale face flashes up onto the inside of the glass. Dahlia crumples as she kneels in the filthy water.
Smartass kids. Steve and Billy. They did this. You'll see. Monday the plumbers come and find something stuck in there. They gum them up, brats.
Who's Natasha?
What?
Who's Natasha Rimsky?
Little girl. 10F.
Where is she now?
What do I know? With her mother, I guess. Couldn't stand living with that crazy Russian husband of hers. Took the little girl with her. Well, that Rusky. It was a piece of work. Suki Yovanara. Blacked, blacked. Always blacked. Look, there's a laundromat down the block. I'll get you some garbage bags so you don't get wet carrying in there.
Vec finishes his mopping and goes back out. Dahlia rinses her washing under the tap. She returns to her apartment and places the laundry basket down on the kitchen worktop. She goes to the refrigerator. She goes to the bathroom and fetches pills from the cabinet, wincing slightly as if sensitive to the light. She takes a tablet, closes the cabinet door and takes a drink from a plastic bottle of clear golden liquid. She looks suspiciously at the gurgling basin. She moves into the bedroom and hangs a blanket over the small window, blocking out most of what little light there was. She puts a hand to her forehead and then shuts the bedroom door. She sits on the bed and then slowly keels over sideways, letting her head down onto the pillow. She turns over and curls up as if to sleep. Dahlia turns and throws an anxious look at Vec's clumsy repair job in the corner of the ceiling. She turns back once again to sleep. The centre of the patch of new plaster is turning dark. Drips of dark water fall, forming a small puddle on the floor. The forbidding block is lashed by rain. The same rain falls heavily on the leaden river. Dahlia sits in the bleak entrance lobby looking out through the large window. She stands as Kyle's silver car pulls up. Ceci gets out and runs in towards her mother.
Glad you like spaghetti and meatballs.
It's my favorite.
Your favorite?
I love them, Mommy.
I'm glad.
The little girl sitting at the table is no longer Cecilia.
I love you, Mommy.
You haven't said anything about what your dad's new place is like.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just new. You need to get used to it.
But I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to stay with Daddy. I only want to stay with you.
Well, your dad loves you. He'll be happy that you spent this time with him. Honey, can you stop singing that?
Why? It happened. I want to go to bed now, Mommy. You're tired.
Dahlia slides open the glass door of the bath and gets Ceci out.
Scared, Mommy. I
want to sleep with you. Yeah. Dahlia pulls back the covers so the little girl can snuggle up to her back. The little girl, however, appears not to be Ceci, but rather either Dahlia herself as a small child or the daughter in the family photo in the Rimsky's flat.
I love you, Mommy. Thank you for taking care.
The little girl places a kiss on Dahlia's cheek. Dahlia now awakes, alone, her cheeks splashed with drops of dark water. She looks up to see the ceiling suppurating horribly. The water cascades off the child's bed next to Dahlia's own. It is completely soaked through. Dahlia gets up and moves slowly down the passageway of the flat.
Ceci?
She casts a glance into the bathroom. She moves slowly on into the kitchen area.
Hello?
Mommy, where were you?
I was napping.
No, not now. Last night. Where were you last night? I called 2 times for you to just say goodnight to me. Where were you?
Last night,
Okay, Daddy. Daddy says he's bringing me home a half an hour early. Okay, Daddy. 5:30. He says to be there in the lobby at 5:30. Don't fall asleep again, Mommy.
Okay.
I gotta go. I'm getting chocolate cake. Bye.
Bye.
Talia, where have you been? I left 2 messages.
I lost a day, Mary. I took a pill, just 1 pill, and it knocked me out for 24 hours. That's never happened before. And I'm tired, really tired. It's like I haven't slept at all.
Dahlia, are you okay? Are you really okay?
Well, my headache's gone, but the leak is back.
It's back? I thought they were gonna fix that thing. Dahlia?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have 5 new messages. First new message.
Long nap, huh? Call me.
Message erased. Next message.
Hi, Jeff Platzer here. I got the preliminaries from your husband's lawyer, and I need to touch base with you about his accusations as soon as possible. Believe it or not, I'm actually available on Sunday afternoon until 5. If you are, call my cell. Okay, bye.
The cable tram crosses the river. On a busy street in front of a coffee shop, the lawyer's large black SUV pulls up.
Williams?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm your lawyer.
Hi.
Hi, sorry, it's such a mess.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Just moved into a new office and they painted it. Oh. So, can't stand the smell, so I'm improvising. Okay.
The lawyer clears the front seat of piles of office paraphernalia and lets her in.
Hi.
Hi.
So...
Okay, your husband's claiming you're mentally unstable because your father was physically abusive and your mother was an alcoholic who abandoned you.
That's, unbelievable. What do my parents have to do with this?
That's my question, exactly. What's more relevant is it's your husband says you suffer from crippling migraines and paranoid delusions. He says he'll submit school reports to show your daughter is beginning to share your fantasy life, and Cecilia is now having trouble distinguishing between what is real and what is not.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Well, in child custody briefs, it's standard to make these kinds of accusations, so I don't take it too seriously. But I do need to know what, if anything, in your husband's narrative has some semblance, some shred of fact that he might produce in court.
Well, I get migraines. Yeah, that's true. But they've never interfered with my ability to do anything. And you can talk to my doctor about that. He'll tell you they've certainly never crippled me. As for Ceci, I think she's a little bit lonely right now. I mean, her father's abandoned her and she was forced to move from her neighborhood. So, she's... developed an imaginary friend, but that's normal.
That's fine. But for future reference, when you're talking to, for example, a judge, I would stay away from phrases like her father's abandoned her. It's important when the other side is being so melodramatic to sound like we're the same ones.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
She smiles at him. She leans against the window of the tram as it soars above the rain-sodden streets. She crosses the road to the apartment block. The skateboarders pass her, leering as they go.
Whoa, it's nice, isn't it? I'd like to nap
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dahlia sits inside the lobby. Kyle's silver car pulls up and Ceci runs in to hug her mother. Ceci clutches a slim blonde-haired doll.
Listen, next week Saturday is a problem. Can we do Sunday and I'll bring you here first thing in the morning for school on Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Bye.
Come on, Holly, say bye to Daddy.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Thanks for the Barbie.
Did you do that ponytail by yourself?
Yep.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
Dahlia calls the lift, which starts down from floor 10. Dahlia notices Kyle is still outside by his car.
Honey, you know what? I forgot to do something. I'm gonna be right back. Will you wait right here for me? Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Right back.
What?
The little girl remains standing calmly as the lift door opens. She looks inside and down to the far corner where a small puddle of dark water has collected. Dahlia stares around the corner of the lobby in disbelief. Kyle is standing at the counter of what appears to be a cafe next door and seems to be in conversation with the skateboarding youths. Ceci walks into the lift. The doors close and the old-fashioned lift machinery begins to winch her upwards. Dahlia watches as Kyle lights the cigarette of the more vocal of the youths. She re-enters the lobby and runs to the closed lift doors.
Ceci?
The lift is at floor 10.
Ceci, stay in the elevator! I'm bringing it down!
Dahlia paces as the lift descends. Ceci sits playing with two dolls and the coloured rucksack.
Quickly, take as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, and mark it with a B.
No more pretending to play with Natasha.
She won't let me.
Well, then you stop talking to her. You tell her I said so. You tell her your mommy said you can't play with her anymore.
Okay, mommy.
Ceci lies sleeping on the living room couch.
Either that or he's hoping that I'm going to act crazy.
What? Hang on, wait, let me call you right back.
Okay.
You say neither of the Rimskys are living there?
No, no one's there. So Kyle is paying these kids. I mean, he must be paying these kids to mess around with the water and the backpack and the elevator. I went into the elevator the other day and then the buttons are burnt off.
Mrs. Williams, it's Sunday night and I'm in the movies with my family. If I don't want to be handling my own divorce, I got to get back. So I'll call you tomorrow and we'll sort this out, all right?
Yeah.
The lawyer resumes his cinema seat. He is quite alone.
Get down!
Dahlia sits in the hallway of her flat. The iron bridge spans the dark grey river. The apartment complex stands starkly beneath the rain-sodden sky. Vec studies his CCTV screen. Seeing Dahlia exiting the lift, he makes a note.
Make sure you put it in the garbage truck.
Where did you put?
Those kids have been playing games with it, moving it around the building. And they were upstairs again, so now there's water all over my bedroom floor.
They're running the water again?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to change the lock on 10F.
But Murray didn't authorize it. No, he has to send me a 112B form.
Well, look, is the plumber here yet?
No, it's only 8:15.
Okay, look, I left a message for Mr. Murray. I told him I need my problem fixed first. So when the plumber gets here, send him up to my apartment or you and Murray can both talk to my lawyer.
Okay. Ceci nods gravely, echoing her mother's tone. As they walk away, the little girl sticks her tongue out at Vec. He stands and grabs the rucksack which Dahlia has dumped at his window. Mother and daughter walk in the rain.
Do you remember what we talked about last night?
Yes, Mommy.
See you later, okay? Hello?
Hi, Jeff Platzer here.
Hi, Mr. Platzer.
Listen, I did a little homework on Rimsky, and I think I turned up the missing mother in a hospital in San Diego.
Why are you looking for her?
Well, I figured the Rimskys might want to know their apartment is being used by strangers. Now, Mrs. Williams, we're never going to prove your husband's behind this harassment, and trying to do that is just playing his game. He wants you to look paranoid. You gotta deal with it straight as if it's all on the level. So that's what we'll do. We'll play it straight.
Okay.
Now I'm doing court. I'll call you when I get a hold of Mrs. Rimsky. In the meantime, just sit tight.
I will. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Abigail's making a storm, sweetheart.
Done?
You remember you have to sign your name so you know whose it is. You don't want me to take that home and say I did it, do you?
Yeah. Is Dad home?
Ceci paints. Her arm suddenly jerks.
Stop it.
To relax after it's done.
Stop it. I told you. Leave me alone.
We've got rainbows.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
The teacher kneels, throwing a look of concern at Ceci's ruined picture.
You're going to get cleaned up, and when you're done, you're going to come back and sit with me, and we'll read a story together. And then maybe we'll talk about your friend.
The teacher sends Ceci into the toilets. The little girl turns on the tap and soaps her hands. As she washes her hands, the water in the toilet bowls rises and turns brown. They overflow. The water flowing from the tap turns dark. Ceci looks at it in horror. A little girl in red is silhouetted against the glass door. All the taps gush brown. Ceci locks herself in a cubicle. There is movement outside. She looks down to see a pair of small feet in schoolgirl sandals through the gap at the bottom of the door. A subway train rattles through a station. Dahlia runs up an escalator, out into the rain-lashed street and through the entrance door of the school.
Where is she?
She passed out in the bathroom. We don't know what happened. There was water all over the place.
We took her to the hospital.
We just wanted to check her out. It's a school policy. We couldn't reach
her. I had an emergency at work. I didn't get my messages for 2 hours.
It's all right. We called her father and he's going to meet her at the hospital.
Okay, which hospital?
It's the one right here on the island.
Kyle took her. They released her and he took her.
Oh, did they say what was wrong with her?
Well, they said that, you know, it's nothing serious, that she fainted, but I'm trying to find him. I called his home phone number. I called his cell phone number. I called his office number and he's avoiding me, so I need to know what to do. Can I go to his apartment?
Mrs. Williams, I need you to calm down. I need it. Your daughter needs it. Just calm down, okay?
Pastor, I know you don't know me, but
okay.
Believe me. I'm not crazy. I'm really not.
Believe you, Mrs. Williams.
Really,
I
not
really
a crazy
do.
Person.
Just go home. Your husband and your daughter are probably there waiting for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dahlia runs across the road. She enters her apartment.
No messages.
Oh,
God.
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
Jeff. Are they there?
No.
Are they there?
No. There's no message. There's water everywhere.
Williams, Mrs. Williams, calm down. Calm down.
What? I can't be here.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, God. I can't be your mother. I don't know how to be your mother.
Dahlia paces in the dripping flat. She fights off visions of her mother. A grey pall of rain cloaks the block. Out of the lift come Murray and Platzer.
Sorry about this. I had no idea. I would have come down myself a long time ago.
Murray knocks at Dahlia's door.
Better open it.
Hello? Hello?
Murray lets in Platzer, who stops and stares in the doorway to the bedroom.
Jeez. Look at this. This is appalling.
This is appalling. The plumber is on his way. I'm paying him double overtime so he can get here tonight. Hello?
This is Williams? You okay?
Boy.
I'm over here in 15 minutes. Mr. Murray?
It's just a big misunderstanding, okay? Mr. Vec did not keep me informed. This will be fixed tonight.
Well, she's staying at the plaza, right?
It will definitely be fixed tonight.
I don't want to talk to Vec.
I will get him.
Dahlia comes round on the couch.
You okay? Migraine, huh?
Yeah.
I'll keep my voice low. I spoke with your husband's lawyer, and Sissy's fine, and Kyle brings her to school in the morning.
Okay.
Now, this part is going to piss you off. They want Sissy to see a psychologist to be evaluated. There's nothing we can do about that but say yes, so we're saying yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we are, Mr. Vec. I had an interesting conversation with Mrs. Rimsky today. She was very surprised to hear her daughter isn't living upstairs.
In 10F?
Mm-hmm.
You said they left together.
That's what the Russian said.
No, she left without her daughter. She didn't think she could take care of her. Mrs. Rimsky's an alcoholic. She claimed she was going for treatment and had to leave the girl behind with the father. You knew that, didn't you? Only Mr. Rimsky didn't take Natasha with him. I spoke with Grandma Rimsky-Muskow today, and she said her son is living with her alone.
So he lied to me. What do I know?
You had to know.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. I have a phone appointment with Mr. Rimsky. Why did you lie about the little girl?
Didn't want to get involved. That's all.
Did you see Natasha after her mother left?
Vec looks to Murray and then bows his head.
It's a simple question, Vec.
Yeah, I see her. I see her that afternoon. I see her playing on the stairs. Then the next day, the father tells me she leaves with her mother. I ask no questions. But if he killed her, it's not my business.
If he killed her?
If he killed her?
You got a lot more than a leak to fix, Mr. Murray. Mr. Vec.
Platzer uses his mobile to photograph Vec.
If you could just... Come on in. Just right inside. Thank you.
Yeah, well, see, that is a brand new pipe. So, and this will all be patched tomorrow.
By professionals.
By professionals. Good as new.
I better be. I'm calling NYPD to report a child is missing.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure there's a simple explanation for that, but... So, good night. And again, I am so sorry about all this. Good night.
Good night.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better, actually.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Family.
Mm.
I'll keep my cell phone all night. If you need me, just call. Any hour.
Thanks. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Alone now in the flat, Dahlia walks slowly into the bedroom. She gazes up through the large hole in the ceiling where the new pipe has been installed.
She left you behind. They both left you behind.
Hearing footsteps, Dahlia goes out through her front door. She glimpses a small figure disappearing through the door into the stairwell. She looks down to see a trail of small, wet footprints. She follows through the door and onto the stairs. The wet footprints lead upwards. She climbs.
Wait!
Dahlia runs up the stairs and emerges onto the roof. She looks around. She sees the huge tank on stilts. Filthy black water dribbles down the sides of the tank. She slowly approaches. In daylight now, the young girl stands at the foot of the tank's metal inspection ladder. In the darkness, Dahlia begins to climb the ladder. Dahlia's feet move up the rungs. The little girl's sandaled feet move up the ladder. The river shines dully far below. Dahlia comes close to the top where a red lantern glows. Reaching the uppermost rungs of the ladder, she grabs the handle of the inspection hatch and lifts it up. The little girl peers into the tank. Dahlia looks in. The girl topples into the water. Dahlia, her eyes full of pity, peers into the water where floats a shape, vague at first, but swiftly recognizable as the body of the little girl. It bobs slowly round, revealing the deathly white face. Suddenly the eyes open. Dahlia recoils, dropping the hatch. She opens it once more and looks back in. The drowned body floats there still, the eyes tight shut. Way below the tank, police cars and ambulances sit with their lights flashing.
I told Murray. I told him a million times. It's not my job. I'm not a goddamn plumber.
Dahlia sits watching as the police put Vec into the back of a squad car. He looks back at her through the window.
How are you feeling? You okay? Warmed up?
You okay.
Cops think Vec probably left the tank open and somehow she fell in. They even think he might have discovered she'd fallen in weeks ago. That's why I hadn't cleaned it in so long. They might have enough to charge him with criminal negligence. They'd arrest the parents, but they're out of state. There are no witnesses, so, you know. The truth is, they probably never know what happened.
Her mother left her. Father assumed that she was with her mom, and mother assumed she was with her father.
Platzer watches as the small corpse is placed in the back of the ambulance. Then he looks back to Dahlia.
So everyone just assumed. No one really cared what happened to her.
That's what it looks like.
I'll tell Mary you've been a prince.
You just accomplished the impossible, Mrs. Williams. You actually made me glad I went to law school.
Dahlia unwraps a man's jacket from her shoulders and hands it back to Platzer.
Thank you.
It's okay. I can probably get you a year's free rent out of Murray.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're moving.
Call me in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
She smiles to him and waves almost fondly. He snaps a picture of her with his mobile as she disappears inside. In daylight, children play on climbing equipment. Kyle's silver car glides up and stops outside the entrance to the school.
Come on, princess.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Ceci runs into her mother's arms. Dahlia holds her tight and kisses her neck. Dahlia exchanges a look with Kyle as she heads off to the entrance.
Okay, I'll be here after school. They pick you up, Kyle. See you after school.
Dahlia gazes through the window and then walks over to Kyle.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for taking care of Ceci yesterday.
It's okay. I'm really worried about her mental state.
I am too.
You are?
Yeah. So, I've been thinking, I don't want her to have to choose between us.
What do you mean?
Well, I want to look for a place in Jersey City so that shared custody will be easier for both of us. And we can do, you know, 1 week with me and 1 week with you, or maybe split the week. You know, we can see what works best.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you're right about the school here. I checked it out. It's good. Maybe I could get a place.
No, it's fine. After this, we'll get a place in Jersey City.
The pair smile at each other knowingly, almost affectionately.
I'll see you later.
Dahlia walks briskly away, leaving Kyle rather wistfully watching her go.
When are we moving?
Not until next week, sweetheart. This is winter stuff, though, so I can pack it up now. You okay? You feeling okay?
Ceci sits on the bed, looking very seriously at her blonde Barbie doll. Dahlia breaks off from sorting out stuff and comes to sit on the bed next to her. Ceci looks up at her and then back to her doll.
What are you thinking about?
Why did her mommy forget about her?
Dahlia processes this and then reaches out and pulls Ceci onto her lap, folding her closely in her arms. The corner of the ceiling is now beautifully repaired, dry and smooth.
Do you know how much I love you? Mm-hmm. You sure? Do you know I would do anything for you?
Yeah.
It's a promise.
Honey, do you want bubbles tonight?
Uh-huh.
Dahlia squeezes bubble bath into the tub. Ceci enters the bathroom.
There you are.
That's so great, Dahlia.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be for the best. And moving out of here, that is definitely for the best.
What do you want to do? Be a chef? Okay. Let's see if we can make you a chef hat.
The glass door slides slowly across the bath.
There. Now what are you going to cook? Mac and cheese?
Oh, look, I should go get Ceci out of the tub before she turns into a prune.
Oh, she's so cute.
So, oh, here she is now. Yeah, so I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Good night.
Mommy, can you read me a story?
Of course I can, honey.
The child's face is concealed beneath the hood of her bathrobe.
See which one you picked.
Dahlia sits down next to her on the couch. A flicker of doubt seems to pass across her face and she hesitantly pulls back the toweling hood. Ceci smiles up at her. Dahlia appears reassured.
This one in a long time, have we?
There were once a man and a woman who
who had long in vain wished for a child.
We need more snow, don't you think? Then let's get some more snow.
Ceci, still in the bath, turns on the tap.
Beautiful. Rapunzel.
Dahlia looks slowly back towards the bathroom, terrible realization spreading over her face. She looks back down to the child at her side.
Don't leave me. I want you to be my mommy. Don't leave me.
Ceci!
You can't leave me.
The child is gone. The bathroom door slams. Natasha now sits in the bath with Ceci, her face blank.
Ceci! No! Ah!
Ah! Dahlia breaks through. Natasha is drowning Ceci.
Ceci! Ceci!
The glass is impenetrable. Brown water begins to flow.
You let her go! Ah!
Dahlia succeeds in cracking the safety glass with a hairdryer but is then swept off her feet by a tidal wave of filthy water. She struggles to her knees. Natasha continues to hold Ceci underwater.
Natasha! Let her go! Please! We'll stay here with you! I'll be your mother. Please.
Forever?
Forever. I'll be your mother forever. Take me. Please, take me.
Natasha releases Ceci, who surfaces gasping for air. Natasha puts the palm of her hand up to the glass and stares intently at Dahlia, who disappears under a deluge of dark-colored water. The screen goes black. Dahlia lies. Her hair is wet. Her eyes are open but lifeless. The ghostly figures of Dahlia and Natasha move weightlessly along the corridor and through the door to the stairs. Up on the roof, the water tank looms out of the darkness. Emergency vehicles congregate. Ceci sits shivering in a rough blanket. Kyle walks down a corridor. Seeing Ceci through the window at the end, he breaks into a run and through the door. The screen goes black. Daylight. The apartment complex looks rather less grim under a blue sky. A caption reads, 3 weeks later. Kyle's silver car pulls up outside. In the front seat is Ceci. She leans forward and looks pensively up towards where the huge water tank dominates the roof of the building. Inside the flat, Kyle emerges with an armful of stuff.
Let's go home, buddy. Did you get the door?
Kyle heads off, leaving Ceci in the open doorway. She places her hand on the door handle and looks back down the passageway into the flat, her eyes full of deep sadness. She begins walking along the passageway. She casts a look into the bedroom. She glances towards the bathroom. She stands in the entrance to the living room and stares at the couch, her eyes filling with tears.
We did this project. We did a whole bunch of them. We did a whole neighborhood.
What was this one about?
Do you remember?
That was me, and then that was you. That was a tree, and then that little angel.
Beautiful gold wings.
Ceci seems to have a vision of her mother tucked in close with herself. Her tears overflow. Ceci leaves the apartment and closes the door behind her. She joins Kyle in the lift, who stands clutching a plastic crate of soft toys. He presses the button impatiently.
Come on. Okay, honey, let's walk.
He recoils as the door slams shut.
What's wrong with you?
The grimy lift descends to the ground floor lobby. The door slides open and Kyle walks out. The door slides shut again before Ceci can leave.
Ceci? Ceci, open the door. Push the button, Ceci.
Open the door, Ceci.
The little girl stands motionless in the lift car. She looks up to the corner of the ceiling to see water dripping slowly down. She seems almost comforted by this. A look of recognition passes across her face. Her two small hands are clasped gently by a pair of slim woman's hands. Ceci smiles as the hands caress her face.
My beautiful girl.
The hands move through Ceci's hair. Dahlia's head comes close to Ceci's and she kisses her.
Let's go.
Kyle stares as Ceci walks with poise out of the lift, her hair, previously loose, now neatly braided. Pulling a small trolley suitcase, she goes to the lobby door and exits. Kyle follows her out. They arrive at the car, put down what they are carrying, and both look upwards to the water tank. As the car pulls away, Ceci continues to gaze up at the tank, an enigmatic smile playing on her lips. The tiny car moves slowly along the street far below. Finally, it disappears around the corner, heading towards the river. The end.